From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say 2 people are dead and 3 others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say 2 people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the 4th charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A plane carrying Dale Earnhardt Jr., along with his wife and daughter, ran off the runway and caught fire at a small airport in East Tennessee.
President Trump insisting he had nothing to do with Israel's decision to bar 2 Democratic congresswomen from entering the country.
I don't encourage or discourage.
Cops in Connecticut ordered the New York Yankees general manager out of the car at gunpoint.
Back up towards the detective.
Jeffrey Epstein case, days after his death by apparent suicide, an autopsy revealing a specific bone in his neck was broken.
So nearly 3 dozen people in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin have been hospitalized recently after vaping.
Amazon beginning a new program to keep unsold merchandise out of the garbage. Fulfillment by Amazon Donations will donate products that its third-party sellers were unable or that were returned to sell to charity.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM. Excuse me. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you have not been down there, you need to go. It's a great place. Going to finish up my peaches probably tomorrow. Got to go get my Wheaties to go with them. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard.
How y'all doing today?
Doing good, Scott. And you?
I'm pretty good. I got a question that has nothing to do with what y'all are talking about.
You go anywhere you want to go.
How much money do we owe China?
I think they've got several $1 trillion worth of our bonds.
Okay. So we owe China a lot of money.
Several $1 trillion, yes.
Okay. Instead, I'm just putting this out there. I was just wondering this. Instead of putting the tariffs on China, why not work something out with China to pay back some of that money?
Well, the reason they had the money is because they use it to prop up their currency. So they have a currency that has a U.S.-backed bond component to it. And so it's not necessarily bad for somebody to be owning U.S. bonds, because you know it's kind of good for us, particularly if they're going to back their currency with it. It stabilizes our currency. But, I mean, it wouldn't really do any, you know, us owing bond money is not that big of a deal. You don't want it to get too big, but that's not that big of a deal.
Okay, I thought it was straight up money. I didn't know it was bonds.
Yes, bonds. What they do is they buy U.S. bonds. They buy the 2-year, the 5-year, and the 10-year, and then they use that to prop up their currency. Now they kind of screwed themselves over when they devalued their currency, and so it made it where, for them, they're going to be paid back in U.S. dollars. That's a good thing for them. And then they'll convert that over to the yuan, and then that will be a positive for them. But they kind of screwed themselves over when they devalued their currency.
Okay. Well, can I get in with the Sweet Creek phone?
Absolutely, Scott. Give me your month and day of birth.
6-7.
6-7, you got it, my friend. You have a great day. Good question, though.
All right. Do the same. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Gilligan's Island. Let's go to Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Mr. Morris. Hey, Joey.
Hello.
You guys sound so good on the radio.
Thank you so much. How are you today?
Like you, overworked and underpaid.
There you go.
Can I get in on the Sweet Creek first? Because I don't want to forget.
Absolutely. Give me a month and day of birth.
0603.
0603. You're in, my dear. You're in.
Thank you. Now, listen, I wanted to make a comment about the two congresswomen going to Israel. Okay, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
My question to you is, do you think that the Tlaib lady politicized her grandmother? She used it as an excuse to go over there, and the other lady, I thought, well, they talked to each other, and hey, I'll go with you. Kind of a thing. But their whole intention of going to Israel had to do with they wanted to go over there and raise the ruckus before the election.
Yeah, I would say that probably inciting some of the Palestinians against Israel and coming back and talk. I mean, I think what they would do is they were going to come back and talk about how bad the living conditions are in Palestine and overlook the fact that the Palestinian government is taking money that's being given to them and they're using it for bad purposes, particularly to hurt Israel.
That's what I was thinking too, but I was thinking that Tlaib was using her grandmother in the process of it.
Yeah, no, I think so.
And that to me is so wrong.
Absolutely.
That lady did not deserve to be treated like that by her granddaughter.
Well, now, I'm sure that her grandmother's all in on this whole thing because she's Palestinian, and I think her granddaughter probably gets some of her beliefs straight out of that womb from of hating Israel.
Well, I'm so ashamed of these two women treating Israel like they are that. It just, when this first even came out yesterday that they were going, I thought, oh, God, I hope Mr. Netanyahu will, you know, not let them come over. You know, because, I mean, right now, so far, we're not hearing that much on our news, which we don't get the right news anyway. But still, it seems like it's a little peaceful. Let's let them work it out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Without us putting our big toe in there.
Yeah, but you know what's happening is they're trying to politicize this. I mean, the object of the game, the reason, and you heard they did their legislation, and then they said they were going to go to Israel. It's like tried to pass the legislation, and then immediately said they were going to go to Israel. They wanted Israel to say no.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I love you, Mr. Morris. Please keep up the good work. I love you, Joey. Y'all please stay cool today.
Will do. Thanks for the telephone call. Redheaded Savage.
Redheaded Savage.
Hey, I'm in and out of the car all day, so I don't know if this question has been raised already or not.
It has.
Why do we have to fund, the American taxpayers have to fund her trip to see her grandmother?
Well, that's a good question. When it was a congressional delegation trip, we would have, but when it was just to go see your grandmother, we wouldn't have.
Yeah, I don't know how all those things work. I know when I was in the military, nobody gave me pay to go see my family.
They didn't.
So, of course not. So I don't know why. What she's going to do is she's going to pretend like she's being peaceful, and she's going to come back and run her mouth. That's what she's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. She was going to come back and talk about all of the tragic stories that's going on with the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
and she's basically going to be carrying the water for Hamas.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's going to be doing. I mean, I am still in disbelief. I am not a racist. I have been in the military. I love people from all cultures and origins, but I do not understand how we, the American people, are laying here and letting these people take over our government. She has access to our government secrets, to things that people shouldn't know in other countries. It's just, I cannot believe the American people are so blind to elect her. And I mean, you look at Dearborn, Michigan, and it's nothing. It's not American friendly. Their business names are in Arabic. They are not trying to acclimate to our culture. They are actually taking over.
Yeah, it's one of the largest Muslim populations in the country. Minnesota's got the largest, but Michigan's got the second largest urban area for Muslims.
Well, they do not try to acclimate. They do not want to be friends with the Americans there. I saw a video several years ago from a man who was born and raised there who took a journalist on a tour of Dearborn, and they wouldn't even speak to the Americans, and he just talked about how it was not, they don't want to acclimate. They're just starting their own country over there, and it's really sad. We're going to get it. Everybody's whining about how we're not being fair and equal, but one day when we're under Sharia law, then I guess everybody will understand then.
Redheaded Savage, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When did you get out of the military?
I got out of the military in 1996.
1996. What branch were you in?
I was United States Army, regular Army.
Regular Army. So 96, that means you were hanging around close to Desert Storm and such.
Correct. I went in 1989, fresh out of high school.
Oh, wow. How did
I
you
went
like...
in here in Panama.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Wow. So what do you do now?
I actually work for one of 93.1 sponsors.
You don't want to mention their name?
No, I can mention it. I'm in between stores. I work for Adams Drugs.
Adams Drugs, yay!
That's correct.
Are you a tech or a pharmacist?
I am a retail merchandiser.
You are?
And I'm traveling, yes. And that's why I'm in and out of the car. I'm traveling to a different store right now, and I help decorate the gift shop. But I just wanted to give my 2 cents about this trip over there, because I don't know why we have to fund her family visit. It really makes me angry.
Are you the one that puts out all the displays and things that it kind of organizes the store?
I do not do that at Perry Hills. I do it at all the other stores. But just to let you all know, the Copperfield location across Baptist East is going to be a beautiful clothing boutique now. So I want everybody to come out when it gets open and do some shopping with it.
What's the location of that?
The Copperfield location, which is the Taylor Road.
Right.
The Adams Drugs on Taylor Road across from Baptist East. But it's going to be a clothing boutique. It's got some beautiful things going into it. So they're doing an overhaul of it. And I just want everybody to come out and shop with us when they get it open. It's going to be open September 1st or maybe a little later. But
I've got to ask, why do you not do Perry Hill?
Because I actually do all the other stores in the river region, and they have full-time employees there, and the other stores do not have full-time retail. So I go store to store and help decorate.
Well, I want to tell you something. You do a very good job. I think that Adams Drugs presentation is one of the best going. It reminds me of a small-town drugstore where you had a little bit of everything. You had everything from knickknacks to candies to medicines, and the presentation is very good.
The service there is outstanding. You know, behind the drug counter, they are on it. And that's why I ended up, I switched all my prescriptions to Adams Drugs, and it led to this particular position. But we came from a big chain store, and Adams just, they transferred all of my husband's prescriptions and had them filled within 15 minutes. That is unheard of. I was impressed, and it led to this job later on. And I do not do Periwinkle because they have a full-time staff, too, and that's a beautiful location as well. But just a great company to work for, and it's a great place to do business with because I personally have all my prescriptions there, and it's just a great place.
Redheaded Savage, you just did a great job for Adams Drugs.
Well, thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I would like, I've never asked to get in on the Sweet Creek Basket.
Why have you never asked? Have you been there?
I forget. I have been there, yes.
Isn't it a great place?
It is. We played music there one time, and just a really neat establishment, and I love the atmosphere there. Just like Adams Drugs, it's got a wonderful small-town atmosphere. I love the farm. On the, you know, where all the children can go and have fun, and then all the delicious food.
When you said we played music there, what? Mm-hmm. Tell me about your band. Were you solo?
Oh no, I have a bluegrass band.
You do?
I do.
Wow, do you know Mike Mason?
Highway. I do know Mike Mason. He is an awesome banjo player and a friend of ours.
He is a great banjo player. Believe it or not, he was my driving instructor in high school, and we have over the years have kept up with each other, but when we would work out together on Saturdays and I'd see him, but mm-hmm. the gym that we were in just closed, so he loves the Cuban sandwich down at Sweet Creek.
Yes, and he, you know, you will not find a nicer man in better position than him. He's awesome.
He really is. I consider him a friend. He's a listener to the show. So he'll probably recognize you.
Yes, he will.
Redheaded Savage, I have thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with you. I got your name in the drawing. We're going to do that drawing in about an hour and 15 minutes. So listen in, okay?
I'm going to have to turn my phone app on because I'll be out of the car by then. So thank you for telling me. And y'all have a wonderful weekend and we enjoy the show.
And Redheaded Savage, before you go, and thank you for that, what's your month and day of birth?
Oh, I'm sorry that I got that.
Oh, 4:30.
Is it 4:30 already? Thanks, Redheaded Savage. I appreciate you, my dear.
All right. Y'all have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye. News Channel 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go back to Newt Gingrich. He's going to be talking about the Dems here and kind of what how he sees the field shaping up here.
Joe Biden has been there. He's been campaigning. The problem with Joe Biden and some of his advisors have suggested, you know, he's made so many gaffes, so many mistakes. Maybe he should scale back. In fact, this is a headline out of the Hill. Biden allies float scaling back events to limit gaffes. And then David Axelrod tweeted this. This is bad advice. You can't cloister the candidate and win. He can either cut it or he can't, and the only way he can prove he can is to be an active and vigorous candidate. He's running for president of the United States, for God's sake. That, according to David Axelrod, Mr. Speaker.
David, who runs a great a political science institute out at the University of Chicago, is, I think, one of the great masters of modern politics. And I read the article, and he's exactly right. I mean, either Biden can play in the arena or he can't play in the arena. I think he is a gradually decaying candidacy. I think that he gets a little weaker every week. I think the most interesting thing, and I confess I was wrong about this, I thought Kamala Harris would come on strong. But the gap, her failure to perform has created a gap for Elizabeth Warren, who now is doing surprisingly well. Mm-hmm. And I just have a hunch that Biden will continue to decay. I think that Senator Sanders will continue to decay. And I suspect you'll see by the time we get to Iowa and New Hampshire, a totally different Democratic race.
Okay, and we're going to get to a Paula Reid story in a little bit where she's talking about the Trump rally. And she mentions in there that Joe Biden is kind of down the street. Several people mentioned that Joe Biden was down the street in kind of stories. You know what they didn't do? They showed footage of the Trump rally. No footage whatsoever of the Joe Biden event. None. Zero. So imagine they're sending a reporter in, they've got a camera, they got a camera crew in there, and they only cover one event and they don't cover the other. I mean, not one inch of video. That speaks volumes. My group noticed that right off the bat. There is no video, there is no story of Joe Biden. You have both of the candidates head-to-head in Manchester, the only media market with one single TV station. Both are in Manchester. One is there early, the other one's at past the news time. That's on there. Not one word is mentioned, not one piece of video on Joe Biden. You have to ask yourself, why? And the answer is, the event looked really, really bad. Let's get, we'll get to that story, and we'll point out that in just a minute. Let's keep going with Newt on Warren and Sleepy Joe.
It's interesting that you bring up that Elizabeth Warren is doing better, because if you look at a Fox News poll, Joe Biden in March got 31%. Now, he's still getting 31%. Elizabeth Warren in March, Newt, was getting 4%, and today, now 20%. That's a huge jump. Right behind her is, well, Bernie Sanders. He was 23 in March. Now he's 10. Kamala Harris, she's still at 8%, and she was at 8% in March.
Yeah, and I think Sanders is the one who has the biggest problem because, you know, when he was the not Hillary, he was fresh, he was interesting, all the college students could get excited by him. Now he's just Bernie, and you know, being angry and yelling at people doesn't actually work very often in American politics. And we're watching Sanders sort of self-destruct, partly just based on style and partly on boredom. I mean, they've already heard everything he had to say, and he hasn't got anything new. As I said, I was wrong. The big surprise to me has been that Kamala Harris has been such a weak performer. And Elizabeth Warren is very, very smart. She's a little bit like your high school chemistry teacher. You know, she's a little cold, she's a little aloof. You know she's really, really smart, but you're not exactly sure you want her to be in charge of your life. And I think she is going to come on strong. And I just think that Biden's problem is, in the end, there's not much there. I mean, Joe is a nice, pleasant guy, but if you watch him over, as I have for most of his career, he's a little bit of a doofus. I mean, you know, he doesn't quite get things right, and he can't quite do things right. But, you know, I'm just old Joe, and you ought to like me because I'm Joe, and let's go have a beer together. Well, that probably doesn't get you to the presidency. I mean, it got him to the senator of a very small state, but I don't think it's going to get him to the presidency.
Newt, as usual, is pretty on target here. You know, the fact that they did not do the video, the fact that the gaffes that he was making in Iowa, the fact that a story came out, excuse me, that had some piece of reality to it, that they were suggesting to cut back on his schedule so he didn't make as many gaffes. Let me tell you, that is a kiss of death. That is a kiss of death. And He looks tired. He looks sleepy. He's zero energy, and he's messing up. It's like the more he tries to do this, the more he messes up. And so don't try as much. And the only reason he's doing this, he's doing one of the polls, is they're polling registered voters. Registered voters don't mean squat in a primary, not squat. So let's say you poll and get a 30 out of the 100%. Of registered voters, and of that 30, they know your name, and so they say Joe Biden, they agree with Joe Biden, but 60% of those get out. And then you've got Bernie Sanders at 21%, and say 80% of those get out. Now you've got a tight race. And I'm shocked that they keep playing these polls, and even Fox is doing it. Fox should know better. That was the Fox poll that they were citing. Now, did you hear about Trump saying we ought to buy Greenland?
I did see this, yeah.
Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back to Newt Gingrich talking about it right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Another lawsuit aimed at White House immigration policy. Four states are suing the Trump administration over new rules that block green cards for many immigrants who use public assistance.
This latest rule by the Trump administration is the latest evidentiary exhibit we have that the Trump administration's animus and its sweeping assault on immigrant families is not just real, but it's constant.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra. A visit to Israel not in the cards for Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who says she won't be going despite being granted access.
Thursday, the Israeli government made a decision not to grant regular visas to Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, at which point the Israelis said that Tlaib could apply for a humanitarian visa because she was going to come visit her elderly grandmother.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our August heat wave continues, and today and tomorrow, I think we'll be in the upper 90s. The thing is, the humidity levels have dropped off just a little bit from what they were earlier this week. That's good news. Sunshine dominates both days. We should be dry. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Then on Sunday, the higher humidity levels, the really oppressive stuff, returns again. High temperature in the middle 90s, scattered random afternoon and evening storms around, and by Monday, they'll be back in generous supply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. So, yeah, Trump wants to buy Greenland.
Sounds like him.
That does sound like him. So Newt Gingrich is going to weigh in on this concept.
So, Mr. Speaker, your thoughts on the fact that President Trump may be eyeing his biggest real estate acquisition yet, Greenland. did you read this story yesterday? It's terrific.
Look, first of all, if you elect a developer president, guess what he thinks about?
Right. Real estate. Property, real estate.
The only surprise to me is if he's going to look around, I think he'd want a place where he could put four or five golf courses. I somehow don't think that winter golf in Greenland is going to be a big winner. I mean, again, Trump's a much better marketeer than I am, but I don't know that I want to go out and try to sell the market when you two have a chance to play on a glacier.
Yeah, Newt, we were reading this morning, and you're a student of history and a teacher of history. Apparently, in the 1860s, we were looking into acquiring that area. And then I think during the Truman years,
listen,
there was some
this
suggestion. Could we get our hands on Greenland? So this is not necessarily a new idea.
No, look, first of all, it's always a little bit of an anomaly because it's actually owned by Denmark.
Right.
And you had periods, for example, when the Nazis occupied Denmark, and actually Greenland played a huge role in the invasion in Normandy because the Allied weather station at Greenland enabled us to know that there would be a break in a storm. And Eisenhower made the decision that we would land during this break. The Germans, who did not have any weather stations to the west, didn't know what was happening, and they thought the storm was going to continue. So Greenland, in a way, played a remarkably central role. And then, of course, we put the huge Thule Air Base up there mm-hmm. when we were competing with the Soviet Union. I have a hunch that the Danes will not sell us Greenland. Knowing how Trump operates, you may end up with a U.S.-Greenland free trade agreement at some point, but I think that the Danes are probably going to continue to hold on to the rights there.
So that's what I like about Newt Gingrich. He's got these little factoids out there that are, I mean, he's just loaded with information.
Well, and the Arctic is becoming a kind of a, this is ironic, a hot spot in geopolitics. The Arctic is, and the Russians are really trying to develop naval ships and military capabilities that can, you know, go through those ice sheets. And there's all sorts of reasons that you might want to occupy the Arctic. You mentioned that weather station, but certain first strike capabilities, all sorts of things.
Yeah, going over the North Pole is missile delivery systems. Okay, let's go to Paula Reed talking about the Trump in New Hampshire. Listen to this story.
President Trump hammered Democrats in his second big speech of his week-long vacation. He told a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last night that the economy will tank if he is not reelected. Paula Reed is traveling with Mr. Trump, who's now back at his New Jersey golf club. Listen, Paula, New Hampshire is important to all presidential candidates, but why in particular is it important to this president?
Gail, New Hampshire gave President Trump his first Republican primary victory in 2016. And even though it's gone blue in every election since 2004, the Trump campaign thinks they can win New Hampshire in 2020.
The 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
President Trump tried to project confidence about the economy in his pitch to New Hampshire voters, a state he narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton in 2016. And recent polls show President Trump trailing Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden there by 10 points.
Okay, so notice that it had to get in again. When they're saying trailing Joe Biden by 10 points, that's registered voters. You don't know who's going to show up to vote. Now, if you had screened that to likely voters, that'd be something different. I think we had the same skew that we did last time where people are saying, nobody's saying that they're voting for Trump.
Now, you said they didn't show any coverage of the Biden event at all.
Right.
I mean, but Dan, I know what you said. But do you think your bias is showing? Maybe they didn't show it because they didn't want to embarrass the president.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's it. How'd you know?
It was so impressive they had to keep it secret.
You caught me.
Yeah,
25,000 people are all they're incognito.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that's huge that they didn't do that. I tried to find something on the Biden event on the Manchester TV station. There was nothing that was posted on it.
Well, and it does seem like the person with the most energy, I can't stand her, but Elizabeth Warren. I think she at least can speak clearly. And
well, she's getting bigger crowds than anybody.
Oh, yeah. And if you were a Bernie bro, why not go with Liz? Because Liz is younger. She's a woman, could be the first female president, and essentially is a carbon copy of Bernie on a lot of the policies, and is more of a detailed policy wonk than Bernie, can actually execute these things without relying on others. I hope she doesn't, but I can see why she's now gaining steam.
Interesting. Let's continue on with Paula Reed.
We should have won New Hampshire. That was taken away.
The president defended his ongoing trade war with China, which economists say is partly to blame for the market plunge this week.
We are doing very well with China, despite the fact that they want to have you believe to the contrary.
Voters in attendance said their support is unwavering.
I think that he proved himself a lot in the last 3 years. The market, the stocks, the jobs, the economy.
And in his first rally since mass shootings in Ohio and Texas, he stood firm on supporting gun owners' rights.
We will always uphold the right to self-defense, and we will always uphold the Second Amendment. We will.
In recent days, the president has said he wants meaningful background checks, but continued to make this controversial claim.
It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun.
Former Vice President Joe Biden also held an event in New Hampshire last night to capitalize on the president's visit. His team set up down the street from the arena where the president had his rally to talk to voters and recruit volunteers.
Boy, that was a big event. Set it up right down from the president's rally to try to recruit people. Notice they didn't say how many people they were recruiting. This is what is amazing, is that the logical things that a reporter should ask and go down and talk to him about is, how many people did you recruit? But they're not going to do anything that has a standard that somebody can measure them by. It's just they're not going to do it because it's not... It's going to show the flaw that's in the campaign. They don't want that to happen. Okay, so let's continue on here. Catherine Herridge is going to weigh in on the House Democrat doing a subpoena against Lewandowski and others.
The committee issuing a subpoena now for the former Trump campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, along with a former White House aide to testify about details in the Mueller matter. Catherine Herridge, chief intelligence correspondent, has more on that.
The Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee issuing two new subpoenas for Rick Dearborn and Corey Lewandowski. Congressman Nadler again hitting the same talking points in this statement that anyone other than the president accused of the same misconduct would have been prosecuted. Almost on cue last night at the New Hampshire rally, Mr. Trump gave a shout out to Lewandowski. Listen.
But Corey Lewandowski loves your state, loves New Hampshire. He was the first one that talked about us possibly winning the whole big ball game. And I'm hearing he's thinking about running for the Senate from New Hampshire. I don't know.
Separately this week, a victory for the Justice Department and a setback for Nadler's committee, who tried and failed to link the request for secret evidence in the Russia probe with the enforcement of an outstanding subpoena. The Justice Department argued, and Chief Justice Beryl Howell agreed, that access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's grand jury material and the enforcement of a subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn are separate issues because the grand jury material involves criminal procedure and the McGahn subpoena is a civil enforcement matter. That means the McGahn case has been randomly assigned to another federal judge. It cannot be bundled with the grand jury material, and it's another indicator that the court action could go well beyond the 2020 election. And the bottom line is that this timeline conflicts with Chairman Nadler's recent public statements about trying to move quickly and voting on impeachment before the end of this year.
They are just not going to let go of this whole thing. They're just going to keep going, keep going, keep going. And I'm kind of with a whole bunch of people in that this is going to backfire on them. It just, it's always, and there was a guy on there today, if you'll just read the Mueller report, you'll see all the crimes that he's committed. Well, I've read the Mueller report, and no, you won't. And it doesn't, they see things that are not there. They're having this delusional piece that's happening to them, and it just isn't working for them. Let's do this. Obama, former era ICE director, is going to be talking about what's going on and says that attacks on the facilities are potential terrorist attacks.
Let's bring in John Torres. He's the former acting ICE director under Presidents George W. Bush. Barack Obama joins us live here in New York. Time to be in law enforcement. It's a tough time to be an ICE agent because so many people, for whatever reasons, are so angry at ICE, who are simply doing their job.
Not only simply doing their job, they're doing it professionally and with as much compassion as I've seen in years. And what you're seeing here is these election cycle, every couple years, every 4 years, the rhetoric gets ratcheted up, and I've never seen the rhetoric worse than it is right now.
When you see the news reports of what's going on, what goes through your mind? Do you think that's not at all how it is?
Not only that's not how it is, but it's you're not getting all the facts out there, especially when they complain. When people complain and say ICE agents are violating people's human rights or ICE agents are holding people in terrible conditions. But the fact is, what doesn't get out there is how they have the highest of detention standards or all the different policies that are in place to ensure that they're being professional and compassionate. And so you're really getting a small portion of the picture, and a lot of that is election rhetoric.
This guy's pretty good. He's an Obama. He was Obama era. I think he was a holdover from between Bush and then to Obama. And this guy's pretty good. He's laying it all out there, and I like that. Let's continue on with the director talks, the men and women of ICE.
How frustrating is it for the rank and file? Because so many of them were hired under one president, Barack Obama, another president, George W. Bush, potentially President Trump. They're not political. How frustrating is it for them? They're just trying to do what they signed on to do, which is not protect a president, but to protect a nation.
That's a really important point, because all of these employees, all of the agents and the officers, they're career employees. They took a sworn oath to enforce the laws of the United States and carry out each administration's policies. I saw that over a number of presidents during my career, and it continues today. These same people that worked for the President Obama's administration, some of them also work for President Bush's administration. And so you see the pendulum swing regularly, more enforcement, less enforcement, sometimes no enforcement, and then back to more enforcement. They are not the ones that should be getting vilified right now.
Border crossings are down. Mexico, Central America seem to be doing a good job. We're going to get to those kind of pieces in the next hour. Let's continue on with this former Obama-era ICE director.
We had retired ICE director Tom Homan, who I'm sure you're familiar with. He was with us just about an hour ago, showing us this exclusive video where this guy who attacked an ICE facility up in Washington State was eventually killed by police, but he started shooting with the rifle. He had explosive devices. Here's Mr. Homan's observation about what's going on.
Well, this video shows us the violence involved in these attacks on ICE. If he would have been successful in burning that building down, you're talking about over 1,400 lives. There was over 1,300 immigrants in that facility, along with 100 employees. Thank God for the Tacoma PD. About 39 seconds in the video, you can hear them engage him. You hear numerous gunshots. And thank God the Tacoma PD, their professionalism and quick response, prevented the loss of hundreds and hundreds of lives.
And, John, it's not just the ICE agents, it's their families as well. I'm sure you saw on FoxNews.com this morning, there's a story about how some activist protesters said to one of the contractors who works for ICE, we know where all your children live throughout the country. You have kids in blank school. You have kids in blank location. We know everything about you, and you won't just be seeing us here. That's scary.
It's horrific. It's disgusting. It's borderline criminal harassment, actually potentially terroristic threats. We're not talking about peaceful protests here. We're not talking about people that organize, gather, protest in front of an ICE building or protest by marching on the Washington Mall. They're actually resorting to violence and terroristic threats, and they should be arrested for that.
News Zone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this brief break.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Don't forget, any caller can get in. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Gift Basket. Gift Basket drawing's going to be happening in about, probably around 45 minutes from now. Don't jam us up like you did last Friday at the very end of the show, where a whole bunch of you call in that 10-minute window. I think we had, what, 8 callers during the time? It was a lot. So if you want to call and talk, then let's do that. Don't wait till the last minute. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Gift Basket. New York Times deputy editor demoted over controversial anti-Tlaib and anti-Omar tweets. This is kind of interesting. From Donald Trump, by the way.
More turmoil at the New York Times. Last week, it took heat from the left and right for changing a front page headline on President Trump's speech following the recent shootings in El Paso. And Ohio. Now the newspaper has demoted its Washington deputy editor for controversial tweets about race and politics. New York Post columnist and Fox News contributor Michael Goodwin is here, and he says the Times has an ethics issue. He joins us. In your piece, you write, quote, Trump's election infuriated the Times, and the paper's coverage shows it is determined he will not get a second term. Every article is an opinion and negative.
Right. Well, look, I think if you read the Times any day from front page to last, the sports, the cultural pages, the television coverage, it's all anti-Trump. And it's right in the headlines. It's not subtle. It's right up front every day. And I think this is a total corruption of journalism now. This is no longer about covering the news. This is about having an agenda, a political agenda, a cultural agenda, and an educational agenda. And it's just throughout the paper. And I think that the old standards of fairness, that somehow you at least look at the other side, you let the reader draw the conclusions. And we're not just talking about the opinion pages. We're talking about the news pages, the front page. I think it's just lost its way now in its hatred for the president.
It really has. And Washington Post, New York Times are both equally yoked in this whole thing. The one that's not really following suit as much as Chicago Tribune. Chicago Tribune still seems to have this kind of independence that's there. They don't like Trump, no doubt about it, but it's not the Chicago Tribune is not just soaked in anti-Trump rhetoric from front page to the back page. Let's continue on with Goodwin.
Here is the here's the latest dust up, let's call it that.
Yeah.
Right? A week and a half ago, here was the headline, Trump urges unity versus racism. This follows El Paso and Dayton, Ohio.
Right.
So this is a Monday. Sorry, it's a Tuesday.
Right.
That lived for a very short time because they changed the headline to assailing hate, but not guns. If you go back to headline number one, Trump urges unity versus racism, is that accurate?
Yes, it is accurate. It's somewhat benign, but this was a day of national mourning and grief. And the president, I thought, touched on all of the issues. It was a very sober speech. I thought it was fitting for the event.
And obviously, the white supremacy thing. Then, Michael, in your analysis of this, why is that first line not good enough for the New York Times?
Because it was deemed insufficiently hostile to the president. And there was a Twitter uproar. There There were people in the paper who insisted that the headline be changed, and it was changed between editions. Very unusual to take a whole different tone in your headline between editions.
And they were being applauded by the same, and OAC was one of them, AOC, she was one of the ones that complained about this thing. And so that influence and the fact that New York Times is not doing enough is really starting to have an effect on these folks. And it's kind of like the New York Times readers hate Trump, and they need to feed that hatred. They need to feed that hatred. There's so many people that just, like David, one of our listeners, he didn't take the New York Times any longer. I do the digital edition just because I need to kind of see what's kind of going on and see the tone. I do not read it nearly as much as I used to because it is so slammed with hatred. Let's continue on.
Not only that, an apology for it came
yes,
from the editor.
That's right. And the editor convenes a staff meeting because everybody is upset. Yeah. He describes it as an effing mess. As though, and I write that the headline writer is apparently now being shamed within the paper. The editor says he feels sick, he feels terrible about this. I mean, my goodness, what is going on there?
Well, the inference is that they want their staff to be more aggressive against this administration.
Yes, I think it's more than just aggressive, however. I think it is you must have a negative critical tone every day on everything. This is now a party line. This is throughout the paper. That's where I think you see the signs that the traditions of fairness have totally broken down. There is no call anymore for fairness. There is simply, we don't like Donald Trump, we hate him, we supported Hillary Clinton, we loved Barack Obama, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure Donald Trump does not get four more years. I mean, that is not journalism.
2020 is quickly approaching. How do you see their coverage the next several months?
I think that they will pick a Democratic candidate at some point, and they will run with that candidate. They will be the, what I call the media handmaiden, the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party.
Red Top, hang on for me because I want to play this last piece and I have to go to a break and then I'll come back to you because I know you're a big New York Times reader. Let's listen to the last segment here.
To defeat the president.
There's this fellow, Jonathan Weissman, age 53, works out of Washington, right? He's a deputy editor. He's been demoted for the New York Times, demoted for some of his tweets.
Right.
How come?
Well, as I gather, some of his tweets were against Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Yes, he was arguing with them. Now, you know, many Times reporters are on Twitter saying very caustic things about the president. They don't get demoted. Only the one who is sort of breaking ranks with the others.
How you see it.
That's how I see it. I mean, look on Twitter. You will find all the Times reporters on Twitter all the time. They say things that they don't put them in the paper necessarily, but they're, you know, disparaging the president. As soon as he says something, there's a Twitter storm.
This time has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prevo location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and how much you appreciate them sponsoring this show. It's a better buy at Brubaker, and boy, they are so right. Had a listener that bought a truck there, loves the truck, got a great price, could not believe the deal and the financing he got. Take advantage of this, folks. Go by and see them. They have got aggressive pricing on their brand new